coming into practice, being aware of your posture, whatever it may be. And just notice if there are any places where you may need to release, let go in the body. And make any adjustments you need so that the posture feels skillful, wakeful, and open-hearted. And coming into the breath, having a few nice full breaths, really connect with it. And letting it settle. Perhaps along with the breath, feeling the whole body. And so for today, we will engage in a compassionate body scan, which we haven't done for a while. Letting the breath go into the background of awareness. Let's drop our awareness now down into our feet, noticing the sensations at the toes, and the soles of the feet, and the tops of the feet, feeling the feet as a whole. Opening to sensations you may experience as pleasant and others that are unpleasant. Whenever we encounter the pleasant, we can add in a measure of gratitude for these feet that have traveled so far, carried us through our lives. Even the neutral is welcome. The feet are okay. How lovely. And as best we can, opening to any unpleasant sensations, any difficulty, and bringing some kindness, some compassion for what you may be experiencing here. Perhaps even offering some loving kindness words. As you feel the feet. At any point, recruiting the breath to carry awareness into any part of the body, to deepen your awareness, your appreciation, and your care for this body. Letting go of the feet now, let's come into the lower limbs, the lower parts of the lower limbs, feeling the ankles, the shins, the calves, the left, the right, let yourself go back and forth, or feel them together. Possibly appreciating the strength of these bones and muscles. And opening with kindness wherever they feel achy. coming now into the knees, possibly breathing in and out of the knees. Regardless of how they feel, appreciating these wonderfully complicated joints that allow us to walk and bend and crouch and crawl, move through our lives, sit in the chair. And now coming into the thighs, and let the awareness carry right into the hip joints. And these are powerful bones and muscles, the largest in the body. Appreciating too their role in getting us about, supporting us. And offering any soothing touch to any part of the legs that may feel achy, cramped, sore, tight. And if that's not possible, but you feel a need for some soothing touch, then bring a hand to the heart, the belly, wherever you experience soothing touch, as a remembrance of that kindness that you want to bring to this body. And breathing all the way down to your toes a few times. And letting go of the lower extremities. And shifting into the upper. Bringing attention to each and every finger and thumb. Unbelievably skillful hands. And they too can be achy, perhaps with injury or arthritis. They're bound to get injured. They do so much for us. Bit of soothing touch, perhaps. Sensing the backs of the hands, feeling those intricate, tiny bones. And into the palms of the hands, feeling their softness. Perhaps a sense of temperature. Possibly breathing all the way down to the hands and really deepening your attention into them, because there's so much we can feel here. And this can be a nice place to bring awareness during any kind of practice. It's very rich. And as we sense the hands, bringing some gratitude for them, our hands that allow us to care for ourselves, feed ourselves, shake another's hand, hold another in an embrace. Our hands even help us talk. And do so many skillful things. And then letting the attention come up into the forearms, all part of the system here. Feeling the bones, tiny bones at the wrist, and then the longer bones in the forearms, and all the muscles that are so involved in the operation of our hands and wrists, as well as the lower arms. Again, any soothing touch to any sore spots. And coming into the elbows. How lovely that our arms actually bend. Perhaps cradling an elbow in a palm if it's sore, if it's achy. Offering loving kindness along with any soothing touch to any part that's troubling, and opening to it with mindful awareness and compassion. And drawing attention now into the upper parts of the arms and into the shoulder joints, feeling these muscles and the bone here, and into the joint. And our shoulder joints are highly mobile, which allows them to do a lot for us. But because of that mobility, they're easily injured. May need some care. Some soothing touch, some loving kindness. And breathing all the way down the arms to the fingertips. And letting them go on the exhale. And now dropping the awareness into the pelvic region. Feeling the press of the buttocks at the chair, or if you're at home, the floor. Sense of the bones, the muscles. Revisiting the hip joints. Sensing a bit of the breath in this region. Bringing gratitude for the organs of the pelvis, the reproductive organs, the bladder, the lower parts of the intestines. All involved in making this body work. And if at any point you feel a complaint within you towards a body part, can you bring kindness to to your experience. Don't get lost in the complaint. The complaint is actually a second arrow. Bring the attention into whatever the discomfort is. With mindful awareness, no more, no less. Knowing everybody's body struggles in different parts throughout a lifetime. And so let's be kind. And now let's come up into the abdomen. Perhaps sensing deep within some digestion or hunger, appreciating these organs of digestion. Most of which we can't feel and yet are doing their jobs. Feeling too the rise and the fall of the belly. Emotions too are felt in the belly, and so we might care to bring a little soothing touch if there's any emotional distress felt here. And on an exhale, letting go of the abdomen and directing the awareness through the belly to the back, feeling the low back region, tailbone, lumbar spine, the buttocks, and the muscles here, which are often a bit tight as we go about our lives, trying to cope. So let's not malign the body, but rather open to it and its aches and pains with gratitude and kindness, knowing it's working hard to carry us through our lives, possibly breathing in and out of the low back region. And letting your attention gradually move up the spine. Feeling the spine, the ribs, the various muscles of the back. Breathing in and out of anything that's a little tight, contracted. Up into the shoulder blades, and feeling how the whole back moves with breathing. Appreciating our backs that are holding us up every single day. And allowing yourself to come into the shoulder muscles and into the back of the neck. Maybe it's a bit tight here. Maybe some soothing touch is helpful. Some loving kindness. softening and breathing in and out of this region. And letting it go on the exhale and moving your awareness forward into the chest. Perhaps a sense of the heartbeat, pulsation, vitality. Or just knowing the heart is there, bringing the blood with the nutrients to every single cell in our bodies. And the lungs doing their job automatically. We are being breathed, getting the nourishment from the air that we all share. And through the breath, deeply connected to one another. Into the whole of the planet, living, breathing planet. It's like each body is one cell in that living, breathing planet. And then letting go of the chest, coming into the front of the neck and the throat. Again, opening to anything that may feel a little uncomfortable. Emotions felt all through the front of the body, in particular the throat, the chest, the belly. Soothing touch may be needed in any of these spots. Appreciating too this tender neck, so responsible, holding up our heads and brains. And it's the highway for the spine, the spinal cord, the aorta, the great blood vessels, all these nerves, the esophagus, the trachea. Big job, very fragile. Feeling the breath in the throat. And then letting it go on the exhale, coming to the face and head, feeling the chin and the whole length of the jaw, opening to any tightness, clenching you may experience here. Maybe soothing touch. Sensing the mouth, the lips, the teeth, the tongue, the palate. And as you feel the mouth appreciating all of its wondrous tasks, for smiling and laughing, for kissing, for talking, for eating, for tasting, chewing. And the nose and the mouth together, helping us breathe. And as we feel the nose, being aware of our capacity to smell things, the good things, the not so good, both important. improving the quality of our food with taste. And if there's any challenge here, opening in kindness to what you may be experiencing. Feeling now the cheeks and cheekbones and all these muscles of expression where we express our feelings, where we store them, and where, in part, we deeply connect with one another. And then, too, the eyes, where we see deeply into one another and see the world and one another. The miracle of vision. Maybe a bit of soothing touch if there's strain in the eyes, the eye muscles. And into the forehead. These are all parts that can feel tight. Hand to the forehead or over the eyes. And now sensing, if you will, the ears. Feeling the ears and opening to hearing and this incredible miracle as well. Our ears save us from danger, and they save us as they help us connect with one another through language and laughter and music. And silence. And appreciating the skull and the scalp containing the brain keeps the whole show going. Feeling the sensations here. And opening in kindness if there's any headache, any fogginess. Any discomfort in the head. And sensing, if you will, now the breath in and out of the face and head. And gradually let that awareness of the breath extend down into the arms, down to the fingertips. Down into the torso. And all the way to the toes. Feeling breath and body as a whole together. With gratitude. With kindness. For this body that has carried us through our lives.